Well, thank you very much for your very kind invitation and your warm welcome to join with you in your service this morning. I have to say, all of these songs were included in all my favourites, so it's been a joy to be here this morning and to share in the worship with you. We've got a great God, haven't we? And it's great to be able to just to lift our hearts in worship and praise to Him. You know, our thanks to Alan for an invitation today. You know, for a number of years, Alan has been a tremendous help to us. Formerly the Gideons and Good News for Everyone. Alan has been able to open some doors for us that otherwise would have been shut, so we're really indebted to Alan for his fellowship with us. Let me just share something with you this morning. If we just move on to the next slide, please. Probably a lot of you remember the Gideons, and maybe still think of the Gideons, but a number of years ago, we changed the name. And the name is Good News for Everyone. We've got a new name and we've got a new logo. I think the new name's great because it really says what we're all about. We're all about sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ with everyone. And the logo is, as you can see, it's an open book. It's an open book because we want, as we give people a copy of the New Testament and Psalms or a whole Bible, we want them to open it and we want them to read it and to understand more of the Lord Jesus. The basis for membership has actually changed. It's actually a lot easier now, actually, to become a member. Women and men can join on their own merit, and we would be delighted to talk to you later about that if anyone would wish to join us. Next slide, please. But you see, importantly, whilst it's good to change some things have not changed. And fundamentally, our desire is to introduce everyone to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. It's about our partnership in the gospel locally and internationally here, sharing it with you in this church today, and also to look for opportunities to place the scriptures. And we'll just share a little of that in a moment. And prayer and encouragement is so important. You know, at our meetings, at our monthly meetings, we actually pray for Alan, and we pray for you as a church fellowship. And we pray for each other. We want to encourage each other. And the next slide, please. So, who are we? Well, Roy and I, we're members of the North Lanarkshire branch. We're men and women in the branch who really were active in our own church. And we want to just share the Word of God personally. It's important. And that's what we're encouraged to do, is to use what we call the New Testament in some personal worker testament, as God gives us opportunity to be able to do that. And God gives us lots of opportunities. You know, just a month or so ago, one of our branch members was just sharing that he was in the station waiting for a train. And he saw this man who worked in the railway. He saw him in the distance. And he says, I just feel that I should go over and speak to him and I should give him one of these. And he went over and he introduced himself to the man and he says, I would like to just give you a copy of a New Testament in Psalms and Proverbs. It's a copy of God's Word. And the man said to him, you know, he says, just about 15 minutes ago, somebody came and gave me a gospel tract. And I thought to myself, I have this gospel tract, but I don't have a Bible that I could read and learn more about God. Well, there you go, 15 minutes later. And that man had a Bible in his hand. Was that by chance? No, it wasn't. But it was responding to our desire to share the Word of God personally. The next slide, please. Personal witnessing, as I say, is very important. We have the Personal Worker Testaments and we have the Hope magazine, some of which we have in a table that we encourage you to have a look at after the service. The next slide, please. You know, sometimes when people would maybe be given a copy of the New Testament, and they would say, well, where do I start? Well, you know, we've all, I'm quite sure maybe most of us have maybe got computers or tablets or something like that, and we go to Google. How did we ever survive without Google? Well, you see, the New Testament and the Psalms, it's like it's even got its own wee Google section at the beginning. Because sometimes people have maybe got situations in their life. They're maybe depressed, or they're maybe bereaved, or they're maybe looking for guidance and for help. And God's Word has something to say in all of these situations. And what the Bible does at the beginning is it says where to find help when, and it gives you a particular verse to go to, or and it'll tell you what page to go to. Or maybe someone might say, now that I have this and I'd like to read it, how do I do that? Well, it has a two-year reading plan, a suggested two-year reading plan to help them do that. Next slide, please. You know, God's Word changes lives. And we would encourage you to go to the Good News for Everyone website and read of lives that have been changed. Not going to take time to read them today, but that's Richard's testimony of a testament he was given at school. Or there was Andy, and he was in a prison cell. And he says that if I hadn't had a Bible in that prison cell, if I hadn't turned to the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, I don't know where I would have been today. The next slide, please. One of the main things that we do is give the New Testament and Psalms to the first year pupils. And that was all going along very, very grand for many, many years. And then you probably heard of this COVID. You heard of COVID? COVID came along, and well, it really knocked our lives for six, didn't it? We weren't allowed to get into the schools. But was God's plans to be thwarted? No, they weren't. What we arranged with the schools was that the testaments would be delivered direct from the printer to the school, and the first year teachers were going to give them out to the children on our behalf. Now, post-COVID, if we can really say that, we're working our way through to get back into the schools. I have to say, we'd ask you to pray for that situation. School teachers these days are becoming so busy, so caught up with many things, and sometimes trying to make contact with them is a wee bit of a challenge. And also what we're finding as well is not so many of the high schools are having first-year assemblies. And so we're maybe having to think about going into individual classes. So pray for that situation. We still have the opportunity, and we've done a good number of schools this year for which we give God thanks for. Next slide, please. In Discover Magazine, this was a new thing that we have, and it's really geared for young people aged 7 to 11. As you can see, that there's some pictures here. It's very colourful, and it's quite interactive. And it was brought out mainly to be used by primary schools. We haven't actually used that in that capacity yet. But what we have used it for, as I've been going around and engaging with some churches, and where they have maybe youth classes or maybe a junior brigade where there's some people in primary school age, we've been given that magazine, and they've been finding that very helpful. So if that's even something in your church you think you can make use of, then please speak with us after the service. Next slide, please. Colleges. We were doing really well getting into the colleges, but we seem to not be able to have that door open to us just now. We've been making plenty of contact with Coatbridge, Cumbernauld and Motherwell College, and so we need to just pray for an open door, an open opportunity there. Next slide, please. Hotels and BBs. You know, you may think to yourself, well, who really comes to Cumbernauld for their holidays? That's what you always think of a hotel, isn't it? Well, you know, it would really just surprise you actually how busy the hotels actually are. But, you know, sadly, some people will come to a hotel and they've got on their mind to maybe end their life because they're so depressed. And there's been many occasions, there's many testimonies that we have received at our head office in Lutterworth of someone saying, I was in the hotel and through reading that Bible, I was saved from doing something. And there was somebody's experience. Through the Bible in my hotel room, I really needed the words of comfort and support that I came across in Isaiah 41 and 10. So do not be fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. That's what that person needed at that time. And the Bible was there for them to be able to do that. Next slide, please. But, you know, very sadly, Westerwood Hotel here in Cumbernauld, and they won't allow us to come in and to place Bibles. So we ask you as a church fellowship, will you be before the Lord and you pray about that situation? That we would be able to, I'd be able to, soon be able to phone Alan and say, Alan, guess what? We're actually placing Bibles in Westerwood Hotel. So you pray for us with that. Next slide, please. Hospitals. We are into some of the local hospitals. We're finding Monklands Hospital a wee bit of a challenge just now. Again, because of the COVID, because of infection control, there's a wee bit of reluctance, you know, to actually do that. But what we have now is we actually have a soft cover testament, and it makes it an awful lot easier to clean. What we have also offered, and this is actually the case in some of the hospitals, is that the Bibles are at the nurse's station. And so if someone is in a hospital bed and they want a Bible, they can ask the nurse and they would be giving it. Then the next slide, please. Care homes. We have quite a number of care homes in the area that we cover. We cover Airdrie, Coatbridge, Cumbernauld, Kosyth, and Garrow Hill. And all of the care homes there, we are so thankful for their willingness to accept Bibles. And we put in large print Bibles in the rooms and also in the day rooms. You know, even in the eventide of people's life, they need to be comforted, they need to hear the Word of God, and we give God thanks that that is available to them. And the next slide, please. You know, Badge Testaments are a tremendous thing. The testament inside is the exact same. It's the exact same. The only thing that has changed is in the cover. And as you can see, it covers key workers, it covers Boys and Girls Brigade, football clubs and veterans, public services. You know, your local football club here actually have the testaments presented to them a number of years ago. I don't know if it's helped them play any better football, but they have the testaments and we give God thanks for that. It's really opened up tremendous opportunities, you know, actually for us. And we can personalise them as well. When we think of the Boys and Girls Brigade, last year, when I was speaking with one of the local church ministers in Airdrie, and he said, Hugh, our Boys Brigade centenary is this year. And Roy was actually able to go along and present the boys with a copy of the Boys Brigade Testament, which is this one here. And inside, we put a special wee inscription to celebrate their centenary anniversary. The next slide, please. Special events. We think of the Commonwealth Games that was in Birmingham 2022, COP26, which was a few years back from that. And again, it's the exact same New Testament Psalms and Proverbs, but the cover has actually just been tailored to for the occasion. And it's wonderful to be able to go along to many of these events and to be able to give people a copy of God's Word. The next slide, please. You know, we've had historical occasions, haven't we? We had the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, and there was a Bible for that. And recently, I'm quite sure you maybe watched it on the TV, King Charles III, his coronation, and we had Bibles for that. And we've had the opportunity to be able to, as people have been celebrating that occasion, to be able to give them a copy of God's Word. And our prayer is that people would take God's Word and open it and read it. And the next slide, please. Partnership with the Gospel. You know, we are here today because we are really an arm of the local church. We just love the fellowship with the local churches, to be able to visit you, to be able to share of what God is doing, to encourage you to pray for us as we pray for you. And so we ask you to pray for us. And if you're able, we ask you to give towards the purchase of scriptures. We ask you to be a friend. You know, if you're a friend of Good News for Everyone, then every 6 months we'll send you a magazine and it gives you information of what is happening locally and also internationally. And you read of many testimonies as well as going on to our website. One of the things we do need new members. There's a lot of work to be done and we need people to come and to help us. Just actually recently, we actually were in the Cumbernauld Town Centre at Easter time giving out testaments. And it would be great to have others with us to be able to help us in that. And the next slide, please. So just as we finish, as we say, prayer is vitally important. And so let's give God thanks. God is blessing the ministry. There is no doubt about that. And we give God thanks for that. Let's give thanks for the many lives that have been transformed and changed. Let's pray for open doors, doors that have been opened to us, doors that are maybe a wee bit sticky just now, that God will actually open those doors. Let's also pray for new opportunities. Now, there's maybe areas and situations out there that we don't really know of yet. And so let's pray that God would just open our eyes to see those new opportunities. And pray for new members. We need people to come and help us. Pray that people will respond to the message of the gospel. It's good news, isn't it? And we're hearing that at the beginning as well, of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for each and every one of us. And that's the good news that we want to share. And pray that people will find help and support through reading the Word of God, whether they be in hospital, whether they be in a care home, whether they be in a hotel room, or wherever. You know, God's Word is alive, and God's Word never returns unto Him void. So thank you very much, as I say, for inviting us today, and for allowing us to bring just that brief update. And as I say, we have a table there, which has just a sample that you can see, some of the testaments that we use. And we'd be delighted to speak with anyone about any opportunities. And if you want to come and join us, or even become a friend, we'd be more than happy to talk to you about that. So thank you very much once again. Roy's going to come and just share something from God's Word now.
Thanks, Hugh. The pastor was adjusting his mic before he spoke to the audience, and he says, "Can you hear me all right?" And I imagine the audience says, "Aye, I can hear you, but I can go and sit somewhere. I can't hear you." Great to be back. Can you remember me? Oh, no. I shouldn't have asked that question. Now, can you remember me because I was here? Or can you remember me because I was a Polis? And I worked in Cumbernauld for 13 years. So you need to be awfully old if you can remember me. And you had to stand and then you had to turn sideways, didn't you? Is that? No, you can't mind me then. No. Good. Great. Great to be back. Great to have been able to go to the food bank and give out the little testaments for them as well some time ago. But it's good to be here. And as Hugh, he's a church relations officer. So that's how he keeps in touch with this guy down here. And him and I go back a long time. He was talking about his father, and I could even remember that. Yes. Well, actually, it wasn't. I can go back when you were a wee porter cabin. Do you remember that? A porter cabin in Ibron Hill? Okay, I've got a scripture for you today. I'm thinking about a word which is old-fashioned, a word called pilgrims. Pilgrimage. Now, you right away, you'll think, of course, of Pilgrim's Progress, won't you? But when I'm going to read about a story with the Lord, going on ahead, a pilgrimage, because as we travel through this life, we don't stand still, we move forward in our life. We get older. But at the same time, we appreciate life, or we should appreciate life, and grab it with both hands, take it as full as we can, and use it for God's glory. So here's a story here in Luke 19. It should come up at the back here. And you'll notice three times Luke speaks here about going on ahead. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And as he approached Bethpage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt there tied, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' tell them, 'The Lord needs it.' Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he told them." And the Lord will bless that message to us today, because we're going to go through it. What's a pilgrim? A pilgrim is defined officially anyway as a person who journeys to a sacred place for religious reasons. Remember the pilgrim fathers way back, the English Puritans who founded the colony in America, in Plymouth, way back in 1620. That's what started it off. You see, a pilgrimage is a journey taken by a pilgrim. And I'd like to, in your imagination, just take you in this short time to actually think about our life and this story and what it means to us here today within this church. You see, as we go through life, we've got to spend it wisely, don't we? We make mistakes. We're only human. Things happen. But you know, we can't go back and rechange it. We've got to live the life we've got right now to the advantage of yourself and for others. And in the Gospel of Luke, you can't help but find this or think this feeling of pilgrimage as we go from chapter to chapter and in Jesus' life and the things that he did and what happened and the people that he met, always moving forward. And of course, he was traveling to his ultimate destination. He knew where, he knew when it was going to take place. And as Jesus here at this particular part of his life, this earthly life, he was near the end. And we see there are three specific and definite times in his life. There was the 30 private years that we know nothing about. There was the other 30 years, the years, 3 years of public ministry that we know everything about. In fact, not enough's written about it. And then we've got 3 days. 30 years, 3 years, 3 days of the cross. And at this part of the story, the cross is not very far off. And the disciples and him come to this little village called Bethpage. And he sends these two disciples on. Go on ahead. Get this ass. And I want you, in your imagination, to think of these two guys as they go along. We don't know this person. We don't really know what we're doing. We're doing this because the Lord has asked us to do it. We've been given this responsibility of going to see this colt outside somebody's house. I'm sure one must have said to the other, you know, when we get there, are you going to untie or am I going to do it? And what happens if the guy comes out asking themselves these questions? It is an odd thing. If we think about today and the situation of today, it's like stealing a car, taking a car away without consent. It's in the modern terms. It's theft. And here they go, they reach this hamlet. And sure enough, here's this colt there, and they untie it. And again, out comes the owner. What are you doing? That's my beast. The Lord needs it. That's what they said. And to their surprise, they realize that this person says, okay, take it. The Lord needs it. And they brought it to Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful story this is. And yet it's actually telling us something that happened or was prophesied in Zechariah all these years earlier. Behold, the king comes riding on the foal of a donkey. And here he is. And they're putting the cloaks on him. And the people are putting their clothes down on the ground for him. Like a red carpet experience as he approaches the city of Jerusalem. Here comes a VIP. Here comes the king. And they want to praise him. What did we do a couple of weeks ago? We watched the coronation of our king. We made a particular testament so that people could see what there's something that goes down in history. But here's the King of Kings, folks. Here's someone who's really going to get a triumphant entry into Jerusalem. The people are honoring him. And the people realize that through him they can sing praises. When he came near this place, what did they do? They joyfully praised God in loud voices. We were praising God today, weren't we? We used our voice to the best of our ability so the Lord got the glory. And here today, We want to see people won for the Savior. We're living in a restless world today, folks. It doesn't need me to come here to tell you that. Every day there's problems, that there is battles, there is wars, things are going on, and things are worrying us, and the storms of life is sweeping across this world. Yet, people are longing for peace within their hearts. They're looking for it. They're looking for an answer. And of course, we realize that only lasting peace can be found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. That's why we give people testaments and scriptures for nothing. People have paid it for us. We've got friends who give us the finance. The Lord always provides for us, and we're able to do it because we want them to get the Word of God into their lives and change their lives. And you know, as we look at this little story, there's another story which we don't really have time to speak on. But a couple of chapters further on, this time it wasn't an ass that they had to go for, but the two disciples had to go on ahead to look for a room which was required in order that they could have the Passover. And they went there. And again, the two of them must have asked themselves, how do we understand this? How can we get to know this? We've been asked to do something by the Lord, and he knows everything. And they were told to follow somebody, and they would take them to this room. And you know, sometimes we miss this. Peter said to John, I thought we knew everybody and all of Jesus' friends, and yet here is somebody who's telling us that we need to go and get this room. You see, as we see these stories, we realize the Father is there for Jesus, and he answers everything he says. Something just to stay the night and move on. And of course, the Lord knew where he was going because he was getting nearer the cross. But this pilgrimage is in mind of the movement of the people here and of us today as we sit listening to God's word. You see, we've got to realize that we've got to dig deep to get the treasure. It's only dust on the surface. But you know, folks, if it gets into a groove, it could become our grave. Life is not a rave. Life is a race. And today, it's not a party. It's a pilgrimage. We're moving through life. Some of us don't move very hard or very far or very quick, but we still go through, and the days and the hours and the minutes still count within our life, ticking away. And the race that God has marked out for us beforehand is a spiritual race. Why are you in this church today? Are you here just to enjoy the fellowship or to listen to the pastors coming and speaking to you? Or are you looking for something? Do you have a fight, a faith that needs to be changed? And faith can give way to sight. We can look unto the author and finisher of the faith. So let's store up treasures in heaven today. Yes, we can be in a constant war as we go through life with one thing or another, because we've got the two natures of the good and the bad, the old and the new. But those of us who have believed in the Lord, we have a new creation, we have a new life, and we walk with the Lord, and we have a suitability as pilgrims. We don't flow with the current. We keep our eye on him. We look to him, and we realize that we can trust in him. He's our friend, but more importantly, he's our Savior. And he can change our heart and make us anew. And it can happen here within this church today. Because as we sit and listen to you, to the word, we do realize there's a difference in a pilgrim. We're not wandering about. We're not wearing out. We're not wondering what tomorrow will bring. But we're active, or we should be. We should be busy making life to full and to be a fool as we pass on, as we press on toward our goal. The scripture says, greater is him that is in you than is in the world. That's the wonder of a Christian, dear friend, today. That's the great thing that we've got, this assurance that we can carry on, yes, as pilgrims, as an old-fashioned word, but their pathway is there and it can be there for us. either until we get home or we're called home, for the Lord himself will come for us. One day faith will give place to sight. One day it'll be the last service within this church. The next time we meet will be in the Father's home. So let's live like pilgrims, looking, waiting, seeking, living as if tomorrow would be going home or is imminent. I'm but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. Earth is a desert drear. Heaven is my home. Danger and sorrow stand round me on every hand. Heaven is my fatherland. Heaven is my home. I've done the work. It's now back to you, because you have to make a decision today, unfortunately. And if you're not a believer, you need to come to him today. You need to realize that in him and only in him, not in this association, not in us personally, but in the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who can change your life. I'm not going to tell you how long I've been a Christian, but it's millions of years, and it's fantastic. And the longer we go on, the better it becomes every day. And we have this great knowledge that one day, we will see him, we will be with him, and we will be like him. Let's just close in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this time that we've had today. We thank you for reminding us that we are indeed sojourners, pilgrims, stranger even aliens in a foreign land. We are bought with a price. Our lives are not our own. But as we travel on this road, our Father, we thank you that we can lay our lives before you, and you know each of us, and you know all of us, and you know where we stand. And so we just pray, our Father, that as we have heard your voice today as it's spoken to us through this very simple message, we act, our Father, in obedience to you today. So continue to be with each person who's here, we do ask. We thank you that as we go on, we have this realization that we go on ahead, and you're the one who makes all the roads straight and helps us in every aspect of our life. So will you bless us now, we do, as we thank you for this time together, remembering those folk, our Father, today, some who are not so happy and others who are happy through good news and bad news. And we pray that you'll just be with them as well and us, as we thank you again for what the Lord Jesus means to us, in his lovely and wonderful name. Amen and amen.